Shane in again. This one Fuller whipped off the pad. Slog sweeping. Six. Another one through mid-wicket. And Curtis Patterson, he's on fire tonight. Thompson in again to complete his second over. Back of the hand, slower ball. Just bunted back to him. Oh, and they throw down the stumps. Rogers in again. Oh, he's ramping and he's bowled him. Leg stump. Jordan Thompson back in the attack. And the back of the hand, slower ball. Swatted down the ground. Six. Now around the wicket to Ashton Hago, whips it off his pads. What a shot through cow corner for six. That is a glorious cricket shot.
Let's continue our cricket talk on Dwayne's World, of course, right around on 1116 SEN and anywhere else that you're listening. And this morning with Julian De Stoop, of course, Kane Richardson spoke about the Renegades and their preparation for taking on the unbeaten Scorchers. And we've already chatted with Bryce McGain, who believes the Scorchers and the Sixers are a class above. One man who knows more than anyone in regards to how the Scorchers are travelling is their coach, Adam Voges, and he's been kind enough to join us on Dwayne's World. Coming off another win, it's going along nicely for you, Vogesy.
Good morning, Goss. Yeah, another solid performance last night by the boys. Set up by an excellent innings from Curtis Patterson. I thought he played really nicely. Finished off by Ash Agar with the bat, and then, yeah, really clinical bowling performance and fielding performance. So, really pleased with the efforts last night.
The conversations that we have in regards to your batting lineup and or your bowling lineup, if Inglis doesn't get you, or Munro, Marsh or Patterson will get you, and in the bowling stocks, if your pace bowlers, not that it happens very often, but if they're a tad off, your slow bowlers, Hatzkoglu comes in and Agar comes in and does some damage with the ball. You've just got the perfect mix. Don't want to mozzie or anything, but you must be very happy with your squad.
Oh, yeah, it's a really nice balance at the moment. And the pleasing bit is we're getting contributions from multiple players, which is terrific to see. Nearly all of our batters have got a score at some stage. And as a bowling unit, I think we've been excellent. We've put teams under a lot of pressure, bowled well up front with Jason Berendorf, Tamar Mills, and then, as you mentioned, the spinners just squeezing through the middle and doing a terrific job.
Interesting enough, Curtis Patterson, as you mentioned, top scored, but he has got an injury. He has mentioned, and he's been quoted as saying he's got a bit of quad tightness. What's going to happen there? Do you envisage he will play against the Renegades?
He had a scan this morning. He's pulled up pretty well. I imagine that we're a bit more conservative with it, knowing that it's a long tournament and we've still got plenty of games and a lot of games in a pretty short time period coming up. So he's pulled up pretty well. I imagine he'll miss this next game. But with Cameron Bancroft, with Nick Hobson, Aaron Hardy sitting on the bench, we're really confident that whoever comes in can do a really good job.
That happens when you're unbeaten and you had Inglis and Marsh come back in. Someone had to lose their spot. And Cam Bancroft can only be considered himself unlucky. But as we're seeing here with Curtis Patterson, you've just got to stay in the game, don't you? Because all of a sudden the opportunity will come along. And we saw that in the test match with Michael Nisa.
Yeah, that's right. And that's been the message, particularly to Cameron, who was desperately unlucky to miss out. But, he's trained really strongly behind the scenes. And in a tournament like this, you need your depth in your squad. And those guys are training strongly and will be ready to go when they do get their opportunities. So that's the exciting bit. Obviously, it's disappointing for Curtis, but hopefully he won't be out for too long. And it does give opportunity to others.
It certainly does. And coming back into the Renegades lineup, a couple of handy acquisitions. Of course, Nick Maddison, who will lead. And then you've got Aaron Finch, of course, who has been freshened up since the World T20. What's your thoughts there on his return?
Yeah, look, the Renegades are a dangerous team. On paper, they look really strong. I think Finch coming back into the top just strengthens their batting lineup. And their bowling unit's pretty strong. James Pattinson, Zahir Khan with the ball, they'll come at us, I would think, with a fair bit of spin. So we just need to be prepared for that. But for us, really, I mean, we jump on the flight today, we get to Melbourne later and play again tomorrow. So just about freshening the guys up, making sure that we adjust well to a new opposition and new conditions, just sum that up as quickly as possible, and then keep working with the confidence that the group's built over the last few games.
The commitment to keep the competition going along is one that you've had to make, of course. You base yourself down there in Tassie. I know it's only early days, mate, but you're a family man with young children and you've got others in your squad as well. How are they all coping with the setup that is in Tassie and is it bringing the group together?
Yeah, it has done. no doubt we'll be challenged, knowing that we won't be getting back to Perth anytime soon, and our home games, all of them, will be on the road. But I look to our group's credit, I think they've been outstanding so far. A few of the families are here with us on the road, and we have more joining us in Melbourne for the Christmas period, which will be terrific. So there's a big entourage that we've got travelling around with us at the moment. But the group's a really tight-knit one. They're getting on terrifically well, and the challenges that we face are probably galvanising us a bit as well. So all's going pretty well, but appreciate that there will be some more challenges along the way.
Yeah, very much so. So when you talk about families coming to and from and being on in the travelling party, I think that's absolutely fantastic. I suppose it's actually quite exciting for young kids, especially ones who can understand what it's like to do Christmas a little bit differently. I mean, you'd be aware of that, of course. I mean, the Boxing Day Test is famous for Christmas Day for the Australian Test team. So a little bit different, a few curveballs, but I'd imagine the Scorchers, the parents, like yourself, are making some positives out of it.
Yeah, that's spot on. I think back to when I was lucky enough to play in the Boxing Day Test, and my young bloke was able to come on Christmas Day to the MCG and able to train with the team, and it's something that he still remembers fondly, and the memories that you create over this period are last time. So we'll keep getting the families as involved as much as possible. I think it's the best way to do it, keep everyone really happy and enjoy this next little period. But, just exciting to have a lot of faces around.
Adam Voges, our guest from the Perth Scorchers. Just a couple more before we let you go, Voges. Appreciate your time. Mitch Marsh, when bowling, was indicating, and I only was watching, indicating that he was pointing at his side. I know he came back and bowled an over a little bit later. Is he okay, or is there some concern with a side strain issue there?
No, he's absolutely fine, Goss. The story behind that was that Mitch actually got a bit of food poisoning a couple of days ago, and was a little bit sore from a bit of throwing up. So that's all it was. He's absolutely fine. He'll be really important with us to add that extra bowling option for us. But he was just a bit sore around his ribs from a bit of food poisoning more than anything.
Toughen up, Bison. And last one for you, mate. You must have kept an eye as much as you could. I mean, I know you're out in battle and coaching, but Australia going 2-0 up in the Ashes, it gives you great joy. Of course, Cam Green starting to make an impact in it, Jai Richardson, who you've had a lot to do with, and, of course, Justin Langer, your mate.
Yeah, obviously really pleased for all of the guys in the Australian setup. It's great to see them go 2-0 up and really dominant displays in those first couple of tests. But, yeah, certainly a parochial West Australian, and really pleased to see Jai take five for Greeny's just starting to find a bit of rhythm with the bat. So, yeah, really pleased. The more West Australians we can get in the test team, I'll be very happy.
Fantastic. Well played. Up unbeaten at the top of the Big Bash ladder. Long way to go in it, and you do get a much stronger Renegades tomorrow night. Merry Christmas to you, Voges. Appreciate your time on behalf of everyone who listened to SEN, not just over in Perth, but around the country. And appreciate your time, and have a great Christmas and a safe Christmas with you and your family.
Merry Christmas to you. Thanks, Goss.
Good on you, mate. There's Adam Voges, the coach of the Scorchers, former test player. What a wonderful record. And as he mentioned, Boxing Day test was special for him and his young fella, and will be, of course, for many players, not just in the test team, but also in the Big Bash setup. This is Dwayne's World.